ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 द आइलैंड ऑफ जम्बूद्वीप टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। आर्ष्टि सेनेना सह दंदर्वैः अनुगीयमानं परमकल्याणं बत्रुभागवत कथा समुपश्रणोति स्वयं च इदं गायति। आर्ष्टिसेनेन सह गंधर्वैर् अनुगीयमानां परमकल्याणीं वत्रुभगवत्कथां संप्रश्नोति स्वयं चेदं गायति। ट्रांसलेशन, आर्ष्टिसेनेन, आर्ष्टिसेन द चीफ पर्सनालिटी ऑफ किंपुरुष वर्ष, सह विथ गंधर्वैः by company of Gandharvas, anugiyamana, being chanted, paramakalyani, most auspicious, bhartru bhagavat katha, the glories of his master, who is also the supreme personality of Godhead, sampashranoti, he hears with great attention, swayam cha, and personally, idam, this, gayati, chants. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, a host of Gandharvas is always engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Ramchandra. That chanting is always extremely auspicious. Hanumanji and Arshtisena, the chief person in Kimpurusha Varsha, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. Hanuman chants the following mantras. Purport. In the Puranas, there are two different opinions concerning Lord Ramchandra. In the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, this is confirmed in the description of the incarnation of Manu. Vasudevadi Rupana अवतारः प्रकृतितः विष्णुधर्मोत्तरे राम लक्ष्मण्याद्यः क्रमाधमी पाद्मे तु रामो भगवान् नारायण इति रितः शेषश्चक्रं च शङ्खश्च क्रमात्स्युर् लक्ष्मणादयः मध्यदेशा स्थितो अयोध्या पुरेश्य वसति स्मृता महावैकुंठलोके च राघवेन्द्रस्य कीर्तिता। The Vishnu Dharmotra describes that Lord Ramchandra and his brothers, Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna, are incarnations of Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, respectively. The Padma Purana, however, says that Lord Ramchandra is an incarnation of Narayana and that the other three brothers are incarnations of Shesha, Chakra and Shankha. Therefore, Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan has concluded, Tadidam Kalpabedhe Naiva Sambhavyam. In other words, these opinions are not contradictory. In some millenniums, Lord Ramchandra and his brothers appear as incarnations of Vasudeva, Shankarshana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And in other millenniums, they appear as incarnations of Narayana, Shesha, Chakra and Shankha. The residence of Lord Ramchandra on this planet is Ayodhya. Ayodhya city is still existing in the district of Hyderabad, which is situated on the northern side of Uttar Pradesh. Om Ajnana Timirangasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, very difficult chapters, different verses, difficult verses to explain. Great Vaishnava says that, oh my dear Lord, your creation is so wonderful. So, this Kimpurusha Varsha is somewhere beyond Himalayas or somewhere. It's not on higher planets or anything. Still, we don't know where it exists. We have no idea. Right? See, even Sri Sukadeva Goswami, he walked, you know, he is not in Bharatavarsha actually, originally. He was walked beyond Himalayas and he came to Bharatavarsha, like that. It is described. So, the basic, if you see, first kind of Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes, that this Kimpurusha Varsha and other places, only on this particular tract of this land, so much influence of Kali Yuga is there, and people don't glorify the Lord so much. Only few Hare Krishna devotees are glorifying the Lord. Otherwise, people are immersed in sense enjoyment, and they have completely forgotten the Lord. But if you see in this Bhagavatam, this island of Jambudvipa, and Hanumanji is the resident of Kimpurusha Varsha. So it is described here that they are glorifying the Lord all the time. They have no other activity. Right? So that should be the duty of a human being. Like that. So that's why Krishna is known as Uttama Shloka. One, the Lord who is glorified by the best of the verses. And there is no personality about whom so many verses glorifying is written. Only Krishna is such a personality. That so many poets, so many writers, they come and glorify Krishna. Prabhupada writes, Srila Jiva Goswami himself is the greatest scholar. He himself written around more than 1 lakh verses glorifying Krishna. Like that. So this glorification, offering obeisances, is the most important element in devotion service. That shows, you know, the humility of a person. Once I was reading one pastime, Srila Prabhupada was in Malaysia. He was going around and he had a very hectic trip in Malaysia. Going, you know, doing one program here and then driving across some 3-4 hours and then doing a lecture there afternoon and then again come back evening, so like that. So that time there is one devotee, Amoghalil Prabhu. He was here, many of the Bombay devotees, Purana, they know him. He was doing service here. So that time he was there with Prabhupada. So he was actually overwrought by Srila Prabhupada's presence. Anything, any service Srila Prabhupada would tell him, he will flunk it, because he was so nervous. One day Srila Prabhupada said, "You sing Jai Radha Madhava." You know, I will give the lecture. So he started singing, and then simply he became very nervous and all that. One more time, Srila Prabhupada was having darshan. He was preaching something, and then Srila Prabhupada told, like, get me water. So he brought one jug of water, and he was so nervous serving Prabhupada. He just putting water, and glass is overflowing, and So Srila Prabhupada was looking at him. So everybody was looking at him. Then he became conscious. Prabhupada said, "What are you doing?" "Okay, sorry Prabhupada, sorry Prabhupada." Then he cleaned it up and all. Then Srila Prabhupada later on commented, "Misuse of intelligence." Like that. So like that, so many things happened. And then the day before Srila Prabhupada was going away, Srila Prabhupada was sitting and all. So Prabhupada was giving darshan, I think, and he's talking. And then Amoghalila Prabhu was sitting, and he was just praying to Prabhupada, "I am so fallen, I am so unqualified, I am so inefficient, I am not qualified to serve you like that. I'm not fit to serve you. You know, everything, every time you say something, you know, I flunked it. So please, I can't do anything more than offering obeisance to you." You know? So like that, in his mind, Prabhupada was sitting there, but in his mind he was praying. So then Prabhupada got up, then he was about to go, then he turned back and looked at him. Anybody who sincerely offers obeisances and offers prayers, everything becomes perfect. He looked at Amoghalila Prabhu and went away. So the devotees, they know the secret. So that is why they always glorify the Lord. It is said that Surya Bhagwan, he is Namaskara Priya. Every day morning, if somebody wakes up and says a Namaskar to Surya Bhagwan, he'll be very pleased. Then Lord Shiva, he is Jalapriya. If one offers just bale leaves and water, Lord Shiva is very pleased. Like, that's why when Vrikasara was about to give his head, Lord Shiva came and said, "Why are you don't have to give me the head. You just give me a water and bale leaves. I'll be satisfied. Why you want to give your body to me?" Like, what do you want? You know, like that. Then Krishna is known as Stavapriya. Krishna is very pleased if somebody offers prayers. Somebody glorifies the Lord. Somebody glorifies the Lord. So that is where the devotees know the secret. If you see Bhagavatam, the pages of Bhagavatam, starting from Queen Kunti's, as soon as they see the Lord, they start offering prayers to the Lord. Then Srila Prabhupada, tell him not to ring the bell. Srila Prabhupada, he said, one should memorize the prayers of Queen Kunti, Brahma Samhita, and Dhruva Maharaj prayers. In South India, Gajendra Moksha, Gajendra's prayers are very famous. Everybody knows by heart. Then Gopi Geet. Like that, you know, Srila Prabhupada recommended, by heart these verses and chant in front of the Lord. And if somebody cannot memorize Sanskrit verses, one can actually recite in English. If somebody cannot do that also, the best prayer is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But it is recommended, you know, Prabhupada said, especially Queen Kunti's prayers and Brahma Samhita. If you see all this in this chapter also, they are glorifying the Lord. In the same way, there are so many planetary systems and everywhere glorification is going on. And recently they said, you know, they have sighted aliens, you know, somewhere in North India, you know, on the Himalayas or somewhere. So the army, they sent some search parties and they were, you know, they wanted to confirm whether any aliens came. So in America also, some people they report, you know, that aliens, they you know, they see some aliens like that. So actually, it is a fact that all these devotees from Gandharva Lokas, Kim Purusha Loka, all these, they come and offer prayers to Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. They offer prayers to Lord Chaitanya, Panchatattva, like that. Once in Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhava, one pastime is narrated that one brahmachari, he was not getting sleep. Then he just woke up. In the middle of the night, he saw Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He is walking towards Yogpit from the Chaitanya Math. Then this brahmachari was surprised. Where Guru Maharaj is going, you know, at this time. So he slowly walked behind. So then he entered, then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur entered Yogpit. Then this brahmachari also, he went behind. There he saw, then he heard tumultuous sound of kirtan was going on. Like that, in the Yogpit. Then he saw, then when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur entered, they all, you know, offered obeisance to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All there. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked, "Who are all of you?" Then they said, "We are the actually residents of Svetadvip. You know, so we had come here to take darshan of Lord Gauranga, and we are desirous of. We heard that the pure devotee of Lord Chaitanya was appeared here. That is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. So we came here to hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya from your lotus mouth." Like that. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sat down. Till the time of Mangalarti, he just, spoke Lord Chaitanya's pastimes to all the Svetadvip Vasis. Then all the Svetadvip Vasis, when it is time for Mangalarti and all, so they all got up and they offered a visit to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that we are all very fortunate that we could hear the wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya from a pure devotee like you. That our existence has become purified just by your hearing from you, by seeing you. So we are very fortunate. So the residents of Svetadvipa, they were speaking like that, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And they all went. So this brahmachari, he was amazed, to see this wonderful pastime happening. That so all these residents, still they come here to various places and glorify the Lord. They want to hear the glorification of the Lord. So that is the duty of every living entity, to just glorify the Lord. Just glorify the Lord. Like we heard when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing the wonderful pastime, 21 hour Leela, in Srivast Thakur's house, which I narrated some few weeks back. So Lord Chaitanya, at the end, he said, whoever wants to, what they want, what benediction they want, they can ask. Sri Advaita Acharya, he said, he offered obeisances. He said, "My dear Lord, give this benediction, that show mercy on all foolish people. Give devotion to all foolish people, you know, of Kali Yuga." So Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, no problem." Then another devotee came forward. And he said, "My father, you know, doesn't allow me to come to have your darshan. You know, please, then okay, Lord Chaitanya said, Tadasvi, you know, let him make favor, you know, make him favorable to devotion service. So like that, everybody was coming forward and asking benediction. So Mahaprabhu is calling everybody, and so then they observed, they were Mukunda, he was behind a curtain. Then Lord Chaitanya, then they all said, my dear Lord, you are not calling Mukunda. You are not calling Mukunda. Then Lord Chaitanya said, this Mukunda, don't even mention his name. Nobody should speak on his behalf. So then Shiva Thakur said, it is, you know, I am taking a vow at your lotus feet. You know, your lotus feet is witness that he has not done any mistake. Why are you neglecting him? Oh, then Lord Chaitanya said, he is actually rascal. He is, you know, sometimes he offers obeisances. Sometimes he beats me with a stick. So what does that mean? So, no, whenever he goes somewhere, you know, so in the company of devotees, he glorifies me. But when he goes to some other's company, he discusses, you know, yoga vasishtam and glorifies Advaita philosophy. You know, Advaita philosophy. So this fellow, he is not eligible to see me. He is a big offender. Don't even mention his name like that. Then he explained that anybody who says that anything is superior, anything else is superior to devotion service, you know, he beats me with a stick. If anybody says that anything is superior to devotion service, he beats me with a stick. So, I don't want anybody who, you know, simply deviates sometimes and adheres to, you know, devotion service like that. One should be single-minded in his devotion, like that. Then, Mukunda, he said, okay, now what is, if Lord Chaitanya doesn't want to give me darshan, what is the use of keeping my life? So I will commit suicide. I will give up this body. You know, I am such a big offender like that. Then again, Mukunda asked one devotee, go and ask Lord, when will I get his darshan? Then Lord Chaitanya said, after millions of years, millions of births, he may get my darshan. Then Mukunda became very jubilant. Then he started dancing in joy. You know, that after millions of years, at least I will get darshan. So when Lord Chaitanya saw this, he immediately called, hey Mukunda, come here. But Mukunda is so joyous, he was dancing and all. He didn't observe. You know, he was simply dancing, ecstasy. My Lord will see me after millions of births. Then Lord Chaitanya, then some devotees, they caught him tightly and brought him and threw him at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Then Lord Chaitanya, said, hey Mukunda, you have purchased me by keeping this unflinching faith in my words. Because you have kept this faith that my words are infallible. That, you know, when I say that, you know, after millions of births, you will get darshan. So you kept so much faith in those words, then you were so jubilant. So that is why all your offenses are nullified just by this one simple faith that, you know, you have such unflinching faith in my words, because you feel that, you know, my words are infallible like that. Then Mukunda said, my dear Lord, Duryodhana also saw you during, your Vishwarup darshan, but he got killed. Because he didn't perform any devotion service. So many like Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they also saw you. But they also got killed because they did not perform any devotion service. Then Mukunda had this, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes, that anybody, quoting Haribhakti Vilas, that anybody who poses himself as Acharya and dresses himself as a sannyasi and he disregards the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam and does some Mayavadi Kirtan, which is not, one who does Kirtan, which is not according to the bona fide acharyas. You know, those who hear those Kirtans, you know, sung by all these Mayavadis and all. And those who do not have faith in Mahaprasadam, and those who think that Mahaprasadam is material, they actually fall down in, they suffer from leprosy, and that such gurus and those disciples who serve those gurus, they will fall into hellish planets and they will never see the sun again. Yeah, they will never see the sun again. So Mukunda said, but by performing your devotional service, only by performing your devotional service, you know, by simply by glorifying you, one can actually see you. Like it is said that Chakshurvina yata deepam, yata darpanam evacha, samipastam na pashyanti, tata vishnum bahir mukaha. He said, Chakshurvina yata deepam. Somebody doesn't have eyes, he is a blind man. You know, even if you give him a light or a mirror, he cannot see himself. In the same way, samipastam na pashyanti, tata vishnum bahir mukaha. In the same way, somebody who is standing near to Krishna, he cannot see him if he is averse to Krishna. He is averse to Krishna. So that is why Mukunda is saying that one should perform without performing devotional service. You know, even if the Lord is standing near, you cannot see him. You know, like that Mukunda has showed us, you know, that how we should keep faith in the words of the Lord. When Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that satatam kirtayanto mam, yatantascha dridavrata, namasyantascha mam bhaktya, you know, nitya yukta upasate. Right? So Krishna is giving assurance that if somebody is always glorifying me, you know, somebody is always glorifying me, dridavrata, he is dridavrata, and nitya yukta upasate. So he will actually definitely get me. So Krishna is again, manmanabhav madbhakto, madhyaji mam namaskuru. Mame Vaishya Satyamte Pratijani Priyosini. So Krishna is actually assuring us, if you do these four things, right? There is one book written by Shrutakirti Prabhu. What is the difficulty? Right? What is the difficulty? So this sentence came when Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Paris. Then he was glorifying, then he is saying, Manmanabhava Madbhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. So one should only do these four activities. Remembering Krishna, Manmana, becoming devotee, Madhyaji, worship me, Mam Namaskuru, offer obeisance to me. If you do these four things, you will get Krishna. Then Srila Prabhupada asked, what is the difficulty? What is the difficulty in glorifying Krishna? What is the difficulty in becoming a devotee? So, whatever facility that is available for Kimpurusha Vasis, you know, always glorifying Krishna, you know, glorifying the Lord. So, it was given to us, you know, it was given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So, we can, just like those Hanumanji and other devotees, they are staying in Kimpurusha Varsha and glorifying Lord Ramchandra. You know, we can also sit here in our Rajasthan temple, right? Simply glorify Radharas Vihari. But unfortunately, we don't have taste. Some taste we have. Sometimes we glorify, but many times we do prajalpa and other activities. So, which is actually killing, you know, which kills us. But rapt attention, you know, here in this verse it is given. The devotees Gandharvas, they are glorifying Lord Ramchandra, and Hanumanji along with Aristasena, they are hearing the glories of Lord Ramchandra with rapt attention. Right? So, their only job is that, you know, glorification of the Lord. Like that. So, we must be we must reach that stage where we can sit and hear the glories of the Lord. Right? That is why it is said, Daivadhinam Jagat Sarvam Janma Karma Shubashubham Samyogamstya Vyogamstya Nacha Daivat Parambalam Krishnayattam Chatad Daivam Sa Daivat Paratastataha Bhajanti Satatam Santaha Paramatmanam Ishwaram Daivam Vardhayitam Shaktaha Shayam Kartum Svalilaya Na Daiva Bhadhastad Bhaktas Chavinascha Nirgunai. So the meaning of this verse is that Daivadinam Jagat Sarvam. You know, Janma Karma Shubashubham. All activities of human being are under the control of Providence. Daivadinam Jagat Sarvam. Then Janma Karma Shubashubham. Janma Karma, this birth and activities, Shubashubham, good and bad activities. Samyogamstya Vyogamstya, meeting and becoming separated. They were all under the Nacha Daivat Parambalam. No, they were all under the Providence. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is superior to this Providence. So that is why devotees, Lord Krishna, saintly persons worship Krishna, who is the Super Soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through his pastime, see, Krishna can diminish or expand this Providence. Therefore, the devotees of Lord Krishna are not bound by Providence. They are imperishable and transcendental. Like Srila Prabhupada was, he was describing how if ISKCON movement, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, will third world war take place? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, it may take place, but if ISKCON is successful, then third world war will not take place. If you preach nicely and people become devotees, then third world war will not take place. Then Srila Prabhupada said, they are manufacturing so many bombs. So if you are manufacturing those bombs, you have to use them one day. You know, you have to use them one day. That is why this America is very afraid. You know, they are stopping Iran and North Korea to making some bombs. So one personality said, why this discrimination? America can have 200 bombs. Iran cannot have one. Right? So if somebody else is making bombs, so they do, you know, they put, you know, economic sanctions on those countries so that, you know, they cannot get the funds and, you know, make the bomb. So why are they doing it? Why America is afraid, you know? North Korea is threatening that we will release atom bomb on America. You know, Iran, so they are all waiting. So Srila Prabhupada said, why are you making these bombs? If you are making these bombs, one day you will use. Right? Then if the third world war is there, then Prabhupada said, then definitely nuclear war will be there. You know, the war will start from India and Pakistan. So whoever puts the first bomb, they will win. Right? Then devotees are, you know, they're very scared. So what will happen to us? Srila Prabhupada said, don't worry, you don't worry. They won't fall on you. You know, they won't fall on you. If you are chanting and glorifying Krishna, all these nuclear bombs, they will not fall on Hare Krishna temples. He assured like that. Then one more Prabhupada said, Queen Kunti's prayers, that atom bomb should be dropped on these Mayavadis. So we should like all these inhabitants of Kimpur Shloka, we should absorb ourselves in glorifying Krishna. You know, so this is what even when Hanumanji, you know, is a resident of Kimpurusha, and he is glorified that actually Lord Ramchandra, when he went back to Ayodhya, Prabhupada writes in the purport, he actually took all the residents of Ayodhya, you know, and Sugriva and all the monkeys who have helped Lord Ramchandra back home, back to Godhead. But he left Hanumanji, behind. You know, so it is a great moment of separation for Hanumanji. Very great, because all of them went back, but Hanumanji had to stay back. So Lord Ramchandra instructed, you stay back and increase the devotional service by, you know, glorifying, chanting the glories of Ramayana, like that. So that is why it is said that wherever, in North India especially, wherever Ramkatha takes place, they will leave one seat vacant, because they say that Hanumanji comes and hears those past Ramayana, like that. Another story is there, that there is one demon by name Mairavana. He was so ferocious, he attacked Ayodhya and other places. He was disturbing a lot of people. So this Mairavana, he could not be killed by any human man, except only by one woman who is the most chaste. Only most chaste woman, if she can kill this Mairavana. Otherwise nobody can kill him. So even Lord Ramchandra cannot kill him. Lakshmana cannot kill him. So, you know, then where is the chaste woman? Right? Like Gaur Govind Maharaj narrates one pastime. Krishna is having some headache or something. Then they said, okay, if one chaste woman brings water in a pot having a hole, you know, without dropping the water, if she can bring, then that water will cure me of this disease. So everybody was, you know, all these ladies, you know, they were actually accusing Radharani that you are having affair with Krishna and all. So all of them, Jatila, Kutila, they all went to bring water, you know, with the pot with a hole. Right? So nobody could contain that water. But when Radharani brought, you know, water was not falling like that. In the same way, there are so many women, you know, supposed to be chaste, but actually very difficult to remain chaste, right? Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that if any sadhu who has not broken regulative principles, you know, they can touch my body of my Guru Maharaj. Then he said 1 year, nobody came. 6 months, nobody came. 3 months, nobody came. 1 month, nobody came. Last night, nobody came. But there are so many, they are supposed to be Dhamvasis and beards and Babaji's and all that. So very difficult actually, like that. Then Ramji said, you have to bring Sita. Right? But Sita will not come like that. So Hanumanji went. Then he went and told Sitaji that Ramchandra is having very high fever. We are very worried. So as soon as Sitaji heard this, she came running. Then on the way, she was so eager to see Lord Ramchandra. That, you know. Then on the way, this Mairavana came and obstructing her path. So she took one piece of grass and killed him, Mairavana. Then later on, Hanumanji came and told, actually, it is not true that Ramchandra is having a fever or anything, because this demon had to be killed. You know, this demon has to be killed. That is why, you know, I had to tell a lie to bring you to Ayodhya like this. So Sitaji was very furious. You know, she said, you put me under so much anxiety, you know. So I am, just like, you know, I am actually living in separation of Ramchandra, you know. I am actually telling you that you also have to live in separation from Lord Ramchandra, you know, like for a long, long time, like that. So that is why Hanumanji had to stay back. That is what. These are the two reasons, like that. So, but Hanumanji is not very, you know, worried, because he spends his time, you know, in glorifying Lord Ramchandra all the time. Like when Narad Muni in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is described that they, all of you know that pastime. Narad Muni went to that Brahmana that you are the recipient of greatest mercy of the Lord. That Brahmana said, no, the king is the recipient. He went to the king. The king said, no, Indra is the most recipient of greatest mercy. Then he went to Indra and he started glorifying Indra. Indra said, I am not the one. You know, Brahmaji is the greatest recipient. You know, Then he went to Brahma. Brahma condemned himself.
Oh, you don't know how fallen I am.
So Lord Shiva is the greatest recipient of the Lord's mercy. He went to Kailasha and then he started glorifying. You're the one who got the greatest mercy of the Lord. Lord Shiva said, no, I am not one. Prahlad, Prahlad is the greatest receiver of the Lord's mercy. So immediately Narada Muni went to Prahlad Maharaj. Then he started glorifying that you are the most fortunate devotee, that you got the greatest mercy of the Lord. So Prahlad, because for your sake, Lord took incarnation as Lord Nrisimhadev, in order to make your words true, like that. Then Prahlad Maharaj, he said, what are you speaking, Muni? Narada Muni, what are you speaking? I am least favored person. Then Narada Muni said, you got such a mercy that Lord Nrisimhadev appeared for you. But actually, what is the use? It's just like a dream. It is just like a dream. Why? Because just Lord appeared, not only just for my sake. Lord appeared to fulfill the words of Brahma. Lord appeared to save Indra from clutches of Hiranyakashipu. Lord appeared to kill Hiranyakashipu. And on the way, I also got little mercy. But it's just like a dream. Why? Because he just came and then he left. In the euphoria of the moment, I could not even see him properly. I could not offer him proper prayers. I could not, drink the beauty of the Lord properly. He just came and left. He just came and left. So, I don't think he really showed any mercy on me. And not only that, I am actually born in a demon family. And my descendants, they trouble the Lord. When I think of Banasura, I feel so bad. I got such a descendant. See, this Bali Maharaj, he arrested Lord, had to stay back in Sutal planet, Then he was still staying there with him. Then I am known for Smarana. Smarana. So, I am very surprised. In this purport it is written that Smarana is not the highest devotion service. It is read. Because disturbed by material anxiety is a condition that automatically disqualifies him from Nama Smarana, Rupa Smarana and Leela Smarana. So he is saying, I am not a great devotee because I am remembering Lord because I am very disturbed by persecution of Hiranyakashipu, my father. So such a person disturbed by material anxiety is not qualified for Nama Smarana, Rupa Smarana and Leela Smarana. Remembrance is not best form of devotion service, since it depends on the function of the mind, which are subject to distraction by anxiety and other emotions. So, it's a news to me. So he's saying Smarana is not the highest. So I am not the highest devotee. Hey, Hanumanji. Hanumanji is the most fortunate devotee. Why? Because he is always serving the Lord. He is always serving the Lord. Lord, when the Ramchandra had to be transported, his broad shoulders became his seat. And his tail became umbrella. Then he became his bard, his advisor, glorify. Then he became his servant. Then he became his physician, he helped him, like that. So when the Lord is wounded and all something, so Hanumanji would apply medicine and all. So like that, in various capacities, Hanumanji is serving all the time. Just like, I got only darshan of Lord Nrisimhadev even only for few moments. But actually, Hanumanji lived with Ramchandra for 13,000 years and perpetually served Ramchandra. So, he is the most fortunate devotee in the entire universe. Because, he is serving all the time. So, it is said, that's why Srila Prabhupada always insists, practical devotional service.
So we should engage all our senses in the service of Krishna. Right? After hearing all the glories of the Lord, you know, we should spread the glories of the Lord. So that's why Srila Prabhupada writes in the second canto of Bhagavatam, the Param Bhagavats, Mahabhagavat devotees, they come to the lower level of Madhyam Adhikaris to preach, because there is so much nectar in preaching that, you know, Mahabhagavats come down to the platform of Madhyam Adhikaris, because Mahabhagavats don't preach, because they see everybody engaged in Krishna service. Like that. So this, from this Hanumanji's, that's why Srila Prabhupada said, big monkeys, big bellies, Ceylon crossing, Ceylon jumping, melancholy. He said, all the other monkeys, you know, they were actually hesitating, you know. But Hanumanji said, okay, I will do it. So Srila Prabhupada was saying, big monkeys, big bellies, you know, Ceylon jumping, melancholy, you know. People talk big things, but when it comes to doing some practical service, then uncle, oh, I'm not qualified, you know, all that, right? So, Srila Prabhupada was not so very pleased, you know, oh, simply glorifying, oh, Radharakshi is so beautiful, you know, all sentimental, no, he said, what are you doing for Radharakshi, right? Do some practical service, like that. So, go and preach. Prabhupada said, rack your brains. You know, how to spread the glories of the Lord, how to spread more and more books like that, you know. Okay, simply sitting and hearing is very nice, but we should become purified by that process, and, you know, we should spread the glories of the Lord. So he said Hanumanji is the most qualified, you know, because he had the opportunity to serve Lord Ramchandra for 13,000 years when he was on this planet, you know, like that. Then when he was, then he is the one who built the bridge across the ocean, you know. He is the one who killed Jambu Mali, then 80,000 Rakshasas, then Akshakumar, Ravana's son, they killed. Then he brought the good news from Sita. By this great service, you know, by this great service, Ramchandra, he received the mercy of Lord Ramchandra. That, you know, Lord Ramchandra did the unthinkable. That, you know, when Hanumanji came and gave the, you know, good news of Sita, you know, that being present in Ashokvan, then Lord Ramchandra got up. He said, Hanuman, I can't pay my, you know, I'm indebted to you. I can't pay my debt to you. You know, that I can only give you one hug. So he embraced him. So that was the greatest favor Lord Ramchandra has done to any devotee during his pastime. Otherwise, everybody, all reverential devotional service, you know, there is no intimacy like that. But Lord Ramchandra specially favored Hanumanji because of his very high level of service, risking his life, you know, that he has done. You know, where, so Srila Prabhupada was also very pleased with some of his disciples who risked their lives. Right? Like I told you this past time, Brahmananda Prabhu, that time Maharaj, he was in Pakistan, Bangladesh that time. So Pakistan war, 71 war broke out. So they were actually killing all non-Muslims. So Brahmananda Maharaj and Pushpakrishna Maharaj, I think, they were traveling in the bus. You know, they were traveling in the bus, and these Muslim soldiers, they came with the guns and all. So they told, you know, everybody to get down from the bus, and they made them stand. You know, they made them stand, and everybody. Some, they were testing, you know, they have, I don't want to tell in the class, they have some, they do something, you know, Muslim, they recognize. And then one more thing, they, you know, you have to say that Ulla Allah, some Allah, Allah. So you have to chant that mantra. So they are making everybody, you know, chant that mantra and testing, you know, their private parts. So if they are Muslim, then if it is like that, then they are leaving them. Otherwise, they are making them stand and killing them, just shooting the people. And our two Maharajas, they are very obvious, they don't even have to check. Because, you know, saffron cloth, danda and shaven head, sika, and they could make out. Then both of them, they were standing in the line, they made them stand. And then they, you know, lifted the rifles, and they, you know, they were about to pull the trigger. So Pushta Krishna Maharaj was telling Brahmananda, now time to go back home, back to Godhead. You know, then said, okay, it's a good chance. See, they are very fearless. You know, they are very fearless. Then those Muslim soldiers, they find, oh, Bapre, they are not afraid. You know, when somebody is about to die, you know, they will simply cry, please don't kill me, don't kill me, something like that. These two sannyasis, they were simply chanting Hare Krishna. And these Muslim soldiers, they were amazed. Hey, looks like they are two sadhus. They are two sadhus. Allah is with them. You know, we should not kill them. So they just let them go. They left off. So that time Srila Prabhupada was there in Mumbai that time. Prabhupada was very worried. What will happen to Brahmananda? What will happen? Like that. Then immediately he sent a message somehow. Then he said, you please come back and all. So they came back and Srila Prabhupada was giving darshan at that time. So Brahmananda Maharaj entered the room. Immediately Prabhupada got up and then he embraced him. You know, Brahmananda, my son, Brahmananda, my son. Like that. So, Prabhupada blessed Brahmananda Prabhu. That, you know, like that. He is my special son. Because he took such a great risk, you know, going to Muslim countries and preaching. So, Srila Prabhupada said, anybody who goes to Muslim countries and preaches, I will take the dust of their feet and keep on my head. Like that. So that special embrace, usually spiritual master doesn't embrace his disciples, you know, because, you know, like when Prabhupada first came, he was traveling from first trip, you know, from New York to San Francisco. Mukunda Prabhu and all, they were there with at San Francisco airport. So Mukunda Prabhu that time, he was a grahastha. So Prabhupada, when Prabhupada came, he went and embraced, because in American style, you know, when they meet with each other, you know, they embrace and they shake hands and whatever. So he went and embraced Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not like. He was very angry. He didn't say anything, but he didn't like it. He just showed it like that. So usually disciples, you know, they worship the spiritual master with awe and reverence. But because Brahmananda Prabhu did some special service, risking his life, he embraced, Prabhupada embraced him. You know, so like that. Ramchandra did not embrace anybody except Sita. But, you know, Hanumanji, because he did some Ceylon jumping, he embraced Hanumanji very dearly, like that. So, the special qualification of Hanuman, then later on, you know, Narad Muni goes to Hanumanji. Then Hanumanji says, why, what are you saying? You know, Pandavas, you know, they are the biggest recipient. See, Ramchandra left me and went. You know, I am suffering from separation from the Lord. You know, then he became ecstatic. You know, Lord, you know, he is working as a, remaining as a servant, as a chariot driver, as a bard, you know, glorifying Yudhishthira Maharaj in the Sabha, giving darshan, you know, doing all menial activities for Pandavas. They are the greatest recipients of the mercy. You know, we should go there. Then Hanumanji said, no, I can't go. No, I don't want to leave the glorification of Ramchandra and come there. So this is in Bhagavad Bhagavatamrita, Gopi Puranadana Prabhu, he narrated one pastime. Once, you know, Krishna told Garuda, go and bring Hanumanji. You know? So he went and said, Hanuman, Krishna is calling you to Dwarka, please come. Hanumanji said, I don't have time, I can't come. Then he was forcing him, you know, come, you know, Krishna is, you know, calling you. So Hanumanji became very angry. Then he pushed him like this. Then Garuda, you know, he just by one push, you know, he fell from Kimpurusha Varsha from Dwaraka to Dwaraka. Krishna smiled. What happened? He could not bring. Okay, now you go and humbly request him. Lord Raghunath is calling you. Ramchandra is calling you. Immediately went and told Hanumanji, hey Hanuman, Lord Ramchandra is calling you. He has come to Dwaraka. Please come to Dwaraka. Lord Ramchandra is calling you. Oh, Ramchandra is calling me. Oh, immediately jumped to Dwaraka. So there is a pastime where in Dwaraka, Lord Krishna dressed himself disguised himself as Ramchandra. Then he made Balram as Lakshmana. they tried to make Sita, Satyabhama into Sita, but she could not adjust her feelings to Sita form. They say, okay, you are not fit. Then he called Rukmini, come, you know, you appear as Sita. So Krishna, Balaram and Rukmini, they appeared as Ram, Lakshman and Sita, and they gave darshan to Hanuman. So they were, that was the Hanumanji's speciality, you know, intense attachment to the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. Then all of you know how I think Murari Gupta also, Lord Chaitanya was testing him one day, that hey, now you should give up this, you know, devotion to Ram, you know, become my devotee of Krishna. Then Murari Gupta was so confused, he wanted to commit suicide. Then he said, no, I want to commit suicide. He went and told Lord Ram Chaitanya. He said, why? Because, you know, you are my guru, you are ordering that, you know, I should perform devotion service to Krishna, but Lord of my life, my master is Ramchandra, I can't give up the lotus feet of Raghunath, so I am confused. I can't disobey your instruction, and I can't obey your instruction also, so better to give up my life. So Lord Chaitanya embraced Murari Gupta, that you are the true servant of Lord Ramchandra. Actually, you are incarnation of Hanumanji. Like that. So these are the glories of Hanumanji. Whole Sundarakanda is about glorification of Hanuman. You know, devotion service performed by Hanumanji. So such great devotee, from tomorrow, glorification by Hanumanji. Prayers by Hanuman. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, Prabhu?
Yeah. It's a Hare Krishna. It's advised that to glorify the Lord, as you're describing, according to standard authorized prayers and systems. But sometimes we're told, oh, so and so is in the hospital, we should pray for their well-being, or someone has expired, we should pray for their benefit. So how do we reconcile these two things?
When Prabhupada was having a very high fever, they wanted to say the prayers of Vishnu Jwara. Then Srila Prabhupada did not encourage that. He said, no, we should not disturb Krishna, like that. But in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada was fallen very sick, then he gave the picture of Lord Nrisimhadev, then he told all the disciples from all the temples that you pray to Lord Nrisimhadev that my spiritual master has not finished his business, please make him alive for some more time.
That's authorized.
Yeah.
That was authorized.
Yeah. So, in general, Srila Prabhupada said, don't use Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Like, he said about the, you know, during a plague in Calcutta. So, some Babaji's, they were chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra all over the Calcutta, and the plague subsided. In the end, Prabhupada concluded that lecture saying that, no, actually, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the plague went away. But in general, we should not use Hare Krishna Mahamantra for material purposes. Like that. So for material gains and all, we should not chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We can pray to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, pray to the Lord that somebody can become a devotee. That's why we say, you know, when the departed soul, he should continue devotion service. We can pray. Sometimes, you know, one devotee is very sick and, you know, we are confused what to pray, you know. He's so miserable. So if you pray, oh, my dear Krishna, make him all right, you know, he'll be like a vegetable lying on the bed. So we should, sometimes I advise one devotee, you just pray that, my dear Lord, give whatever is good for that person. If he has to be alive, it is good for him, make him alive. Otherwise, take him with you. Like that. Yes?
हरे कृष्ण जी, जब भगवान रामचंद्र हनुमान जी बेस्ट भक्त हैं, तो हनुमान राम जी जब अपने धराधाम चले गए, सब भक्तों को लेके गए, अयोध्या के सभी वासियों, तो हनुमान जी को क्यों छोड़ के चले गए?
इसलिए ना कि रामचंद्र हनुमान जी को बताए कि तुम इधर रहो और भक्ति का प्रचार करो. इसलिए हनुमान जी बोल रहे हैं, देखो सबको लेके गया, मुझे लेके नहीं गया. वो रो रहे थे, लेकिन रामचंद्र का ऑर्डर है, तुम इधर रहो और भक्ति का प्रचार करो, रामायण का प्रचार करो. इसलिए हनुमान जी रामायण का गान करते रहते हैं.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, मैं एक एक्सपीरियंस बता रहा हूं. मतलब आपने जो बम का चर्चा किया, तो इस्कॉन की मिसाइल जहां भी पड़ती है वहां पर तुलसी का पौधा पैदा हो जाता है, कमल के फूल खिल जाते हैं. ऐसी एक सीधे डिवोटी का एक्सपीरियंस है राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर में. एक बूढ़ी माता जी लाइफ मतलब फूड फॉर लाइफ का करती थी, वहां प्रोग्राम करती थी. उसका ही खेत हरा भरा रहा, बाकी सब दगा अकाल पड़ा हुआ था. ये इस्कॉन की मिसाइल का काम है.
हरे कृष्ण, थैंक यू. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय.